This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2009. I know I haven't podcasted for, I think it's been exactly a solid week. I was hoping to podcast last Thursday, but I got behind in things. Let me look to see. Yep, it was exactly a week ago today that I podcasted. Oh well, sorry. Anyway, this weekend was Halloween weekend, and the boyfriend came to my house. And on Friday night, I'm trying to think, I made some low-calorie chicken, grilled chicken, and some rice. And we ate that and had a bottle of wine. And what did we do? I guess we just watched TV and kind of caught up with each other. And then I was really tired, so we went to bed. On Saturday, we went to Grey Ghost Winery and picked up our cases of wine that we had on reserve. Oh, excuse me. A while ago when we did our the barrel tasting at Grey Ghost back in February or March of 2009, you can reserve a case of wine if you like that wine, and I reserved a case of the Merlot, and the boyfriend reserved a case of the Reserve Chardonnay. And both of them were ready now, so we had to go there and pick them up. So that's what we did on Saturday. We went to Grey Ghost and picked up our wines. Then we went to another winery on the way home. And then we took a nap in the afternoon and snuggled some. And then we got, we were invited to a Halloween party. So we had to get ready for the Halloween party. And the boyfriend dressed up as a Renaissance prince. And I wore nothing. Well, no, I said naked. I did not put on a costume. I just wore my plaid shirt and shorts and tennis shoes. And I called my costume straight, that I am straight. And it was actually a hit. People laughed when I told them that my costume was that I'm straight. So it was kind of funny. So that worked. Anyway, we went to this party and way out, it was a good 50 minutes away out in the country, and this gay couple live in a huge mansion. I say huge mansion because the place, oh my god, it was so huge. It must have been, I don't know, 5,000 square feet or something like that. I mean, it was huge. It had, I didn't go upstairs, but in the lower level, it had basically an entire theater. One wall was an entire screen for, movies and stuff. A huge-ass couch that pretty much wrapped around the entire room. But anyway, everybody was dressed in really cool costumes and stuff, and we had a pretty good time. There was a costume contest, and they gave out little trophies for the best costume and the sexiest costume. And we met some new people and had a pretty good time. I did not do any drinking whatsoever because on my medication I'm not supposed to be drinking alcohol. The boyfriend just had a glass of wine and we had things to eat there. They had a really nice kitchen, huge ass kitchen. So anyway, we went to this party, we had a good time, we met some new people and exchanged phone numbers with some people and email addresses and stuff. So we'll see, maybe we'll get together with these people again. Anyway, then after that we came home and went right to bed because we were so tired. And then Sunday, of course, I say of course, and I heard Arthur talking about saying of course. I remember that because I'm listening to Arthur, of course. Of course, there I go again. Anyway, my mother was going to the commissary, so we had to get up relatively early to meet her to get the groceries. Oh my god. Oh my goodness, I'm yawning. Now I'm like Big Fatty even more. So Mom brought the groceries, but we got up early night and I made breakfast, and then Mom got the groceries here. And then after she left, the boyfriend and I went back to bed. We got into bed and we watched a movie. We watched The Canterville Ghost, a movie from, I guess it was from the 40s. I think it was from 1943. You might remember my father gave me a whole bunch of DVDs Oh, excuse me. Gosh, I'm really like Big Fatty now. The can't. I'm looking this up. Canterville Ghost. Let's see what Internet Movie Database says. 1944. So it's only 1 year off. That's not bad. And in the movie is Charles Laughton, Robert Young, Margaret O'Brien, William Gargan, Reginald Owen, Rags Ragland, Una O'Connor, Donald Stewart, Elizabeth Radisson, Frank Phelan, Lumsden Hare. I thought that there was people from, I guess I was wrong about that. Actually, the boyfriend might be wrong about that, too. We thought the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz was one of the characters, and the Tin Man, but those aren't the names of those people, so anyway. Anyway, we laid in bed and snuggled and watched the movie The Canterville Ghost, and I fell asleep during the movie, but I woke up. I slept 15 minutes of the movie, maybe 20 minutes of the movie, but I didn't miss very much of it. But it was a little, cute little movie. It was kind of funny at some points. We had a good time. We enjoyed that. And then we just kind of snuggled a little while longer and didn't get up until probably 1:45 in the afternoon. And then we decided we would get moving and take showers and stuff. And then we had some things to do in terms of our wine blog. We had to, take care of some email for the wine blog. And then I had recorded Milk on the DVR, so we ended up watching Milk in the afternoon, and that was a really good movie. You can see why Sean Penn won the Oscar for leading actor, because he was really good in that movie. And James Franco, oh my god, he is so hot. He looked really good in that movie too. So yeah, we watched that movie, and that was good. And then the boyfriend had to go home. And here I am. Yawning again, even more so like Big Fatty. Why am I yawning? Just like Big Fatty, I haven't been yawning at all. And then as soon as I start recording, I start yawning. I think I had another podcast where I just yawned through the entire thing, but I'm going to try to stop yawning. Anyway, so that was Sunday, and the boyfriend went home, and then I did some laundry and did some schoolwork, like probably 2 hours worth of schoolwork last night, because my report cards are due tomorrow, Tuesday, and we've had parent-teacher conferences all day today and all day tomorrow, and I think I had 16, maybe 18, I think it was 18, 18 conferences today with parents starting at 7:30 a.m. and then went until 3:30 p.m., I took an hour for lunch, so 7 solid hours of conferences, one right after the next, and they all went really well, and I mention this because there were some really, well, there was two really hot daddies, and they were younger than me, but they were cute. They were really cute. And this one guy was like built like a, clearly he works out, really hot daddies. So there was that. And so I have one more day of conferences, but luckily tomorrow I only have conferences scheduled for half day because I have got to get some work done at school. It's a teacher work day, so I'll be able to work in my classroom and get some things done that I have been putting off for 9 weeks because the first quarter is over. Now, tomorrow also happens to be Election Day, and as you have heard me talk about in the past, we are electing a governor and a lieutenant governor and an attorney general in Virginia, as well as our state delegates. I'm pretty confident that my representative from my precinct or whatever, I don't know how they do it, from my area, will be reelected. He's been in office since, I think, 91, I think. My chair is squeaking. Let me look him up. Representative Jim Scott is his name. But you know what? It may not come up on Google because that's a very generic name. Oh, there it is, Delegate Jim Scott. That's pretty cool. He has been, okay, this is the 53rd district that I'm in. But, oh, excuse me. It doesn't say when he started. Huh. He's been around, though. I think, where did I read it? I think he's been around since 1991. He's pretty old. He looks pretty old, too. But, anyway, I'm kind of sure that he will be reelected. But my concern, of course, is the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, because we're having this big debate, or this big contest between Bob McDonald, who is the old, he's not old, but I mean, he has thoughts that are old. He's a right-wing Christian Republican who thinks, you know, that gays are second-class citizens and that women should not get equal pay, and who, you know, thinks women should be at home, barefoot and pregnant, that kind of thing. He says he's not like that, but he's the one who wrote that thesis, college thesis, back in 1989 for Regent University, which is the old Christian Broadcasting Network Regent University for, what's that guy's name? The crazy evangelical guy. Anyway, so it's between him and Cray Deeds, who is actually not much better than him. The only thing that makes him better than him is that he's a Democrat, and he's got a few more views that I would agree with. However, I certainly do not agree with him on everything, because he does not endorse gay rights and gay marriage and all that stuff. He's just as against it as Bob McDonald is. Anyway, and Lieutenant Governor is Bill Bowling and Jody Wagner, and I really hope Jody Wagner wins. Do you hear that? There's a helicopter going by. I don't know if that's coming through on the microphone or not. Anyway, so I really hope Jody Wagner wins, because Bill Bowling is, again, all three of these Republican candidates are very backward-thinking, discriminating. They have terrible views on equal rights, civil rights, all that kind of stuff. They're just awful. And that, not that they would try to take Virginia backwards if they get into office, but they have such thoughts that they wouldn't defend or help, you know, advance our causes at all if they were to get into office. Of course, now see, there I go again saying, of course. What I mean to say is that there have been a lot of polls that are saying that there is no way in hell that the Democrats are going to win these elections. As a matter of fact, they say that Bob McDonald is like 17 points ahead of Cray Deeds, and it's not looking good for the Democrats at all. So I'm going to be watching that. I'm voting tomorrow. I'm taking my voter registration card with me to work so I can vote on the way home, and I'll be watching that election tomorrow night. And I'm just going to be hoping that we have like this surprise, you know, the shocker of a turnout, and he wins. But, oh God, I know it's not going to happen. So anyway, that's coming up tomorrow. Now, I know, I think I said last Thursday I was going to do a video of the illusion of Elvis that I got from Bill B. Well, I got it in the mail, and it is kind of cool, so I'm going to try to do a video. I'm thinking that on Tuesday I might have some time, but I may not post it until Wednesday. I have to figure out like putting my camera on a tripod, because I won't be able to use the iPod video camera, because I need to be able to use my hands to open this thing. Anyway, I'll work that out, but I am going to work on the video for the Illusion of Elvis. The only other thing I want to tell you is that I got my results back from my echocardiogram that I was telling you about. And my doctor said that there were no abnormalities seen except for something called hyperdynamic left ventricle function. And I have no idea what that means. I tried Googling it, and not very much came up to explain to me what that means. So I wrote her back and asked her, I wrote her an email, because I asked for the results through email, and she wrote me back an email telling me that's all they found, and to stay away from caffeinated beverages, alcohol, and over-the-counter cold medications. So clearly those have something to do with raising your blood pressure and causing, I guess, whatever this hyperdynamic left ventricle function. Like, I don't even know what that means. If anybody listening to this has any clue what hyperdynamic left ventricle function means in terms of my heart, please let me know, because I am clueless and I can't find anything that explains to me in English that I understand. So anyway, all right, well, boys and girls, that's all I have for today. Look for the video later this week on the illusion of Elvis. So, until next time, boys and girls, bye.